So I think I just discovered the greatest grifter of all time. Like, I'm actually very impressed with myself. This guy's terrible. So his name's Bobby Shill. Bobby Shill. He should be called Bobby Shill. So anybody who shills Bitcoin, obviously, is a scumbag. Let's take a look at his channel. This guy is, oh God, what is this?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Buy a Bitcoin joke? Okay, let's see.
I just sold my shirt to buy more Bitcoin. If you don't buy Bitcoin, have fun staying poor.
If you buy Bitcoin, you're going to remain poor. Just going to tell you that right now. Let's see what else. Dude, this guy is awful. I really don't like this guy. This guy is like the king of, like, just, he's terrible. This guy, listen to his voice. This guy sounds like a wannabe cult leader, which he kind of is. I mean, he's a digital cult leader of Bitcoin, but he's only got 359 subscribers. I'm not going to totally subscriber shame him, though. Maybe he just got started on YouTube. I don't know. Definitely going to hit the thumbs down because this guy sucks ass.
Hey, this is Bobby, and we're back with part two of the Same As Ever series
Hey, this is Bobby. Welcome down to part two. God, it just, everything about him is just sickening. Like, his demeanor, the fact that his channel's pretty much centered around Bitcoin. You're an adult. Quit telling kids to waste their money on Bitcoin. It's disgusting. It's grifter mentality. Now, hey, look, if you want to put your money in, and I'm not even going to call Bitcoin an asset because it doesn't deserve to be called an asset, a digital liability trash heap, yeah, go for it. Everybody's like, oh, but it's been the best performing asset in the last 10 years, but nobody ever accounts for how bad the volatility is. First off, I make a lot of money on the volatility because I constantly bet against it. And then when my bet's against it, I don't even use real short positions. I just use the Bitty ETF to bet against the price of it. And then, of course, when Bitcoin comes crashing down, as it always does, I end up basically making a shit ton of money. So as it's going up during the clown bubble of Bitcoin, right now it's going up probably, I continue to buy the Bitty. All right, this guy's telling you it's going up, let's just keep on buying because it's gonna go up forever. Yeah, Bitcoin is so valuable, you guys. Oh my God, it is so super valuable. And then here's a comment thread. This guy also deletes comments, so beware. So I told him, I was like, why do you keep deleting my comments? And again, look at that. 8 total replies. You can only see 4. I kept asking him, why do you keep deleting my comments? Then he deleted that comment. And I was like, can you please stop deleting my comments? He deleted that comment. So he's like, I tell him, like, by the way, you calling me a gambling degenerate makes me want to pile into the Bitty ETF even more. I want to short everything you touch. I really do. This guy, I have no problem turning him into like an example of what not to be on YouTube. Because look, you could be a person on YouTube who talks about things that will help people. Bitcoin is just a Ponzi scheme. It requires new investors to pump up the price to make the old investors rich. And the old investors, what they do is then they sell. So the old investors really know deep down that Bitcoin's worthless, including this guy. He just wants you to buy. So he makes a channel, tries to influence you to buy all these, probably these altcoins as well. He's probably one of those kind of creeps. But let's see. Let's give him a little bit of a chance.
On why this book does such an incredible job validating why Bitcoin is so meaningful in 2024. So let's dive in. So chapter 2 discusses why risk is what you can't see. We're great at predicting the future, except for things that we don't forecast or understand, which creates a balloon effect and makes the problem even bigger. Risk is what's left over after everything you've considered. So you may have prepared for many issues, but the real risk is what you are not prepared for. So let's talk about the 1920s. No one suspected a depression would come, but hindsight is 2020. When we look back, we see and understand precisely why there was a depression, and in the 1920s, absolutely no one saw it coming. So it's one of two things. Either everyone's...
You guys, I see the light. I see exactly why you guys love this guy. God, he's so awful. Okay, so let me just say this.
Yeah.
When a Great Depression happens, when a recession happens, and if the stock market were to go down 70%, I would be buying every single company I could. I wouldn't be buying Bitcoin. If Bitcoin dips, Bitcoin is not one that I want to buy on the dip. I want to bet against it on the when it's going up, when everybody's pumping it up. Because it's one of those that when it falls, it crashes hard. Because the people who get into Bitcoin are people who just want to make a quick buck. They're gamblers. Bobby Shell, you are a gambler. Now, he called me a degenerate gambler on his channel. Thank you. Because that gave me the fuel of the fire. He's basically my Jeremy LaFave. If you don't know who Jeremy LaFave is, he's a guy on a channel called Financial Education. Yeah, this dude might be this. Like, I'm trying not to be too mean to this guy, but not. Everything about him just seems swarmy. No, like, seriously, this guy sucks. I hope he comments on my channel, though. I legitimately hope he sees this video. I hope he sees just how much it's disgusting. And I'm giving him free advertising, I guess. But I hope my goal is to have a lot of people go on there and discourage him from promoting something that is clearly a grift, clearly a Ponzi scheme. And how much do you want to bet if we were to go into this guy's channel a little bit further? I could do reaction videos to a guy like this all day. He proves how right I am about the grifters are still on YouTube and they're still up and coming. You know, when one grifter quits YouTube, another one comes in and gets more popular. People attach. This guy... is probably if this guy had 10,000 subscribers, you bet he's going to be putting up $10,000 courses. That would be my bet. But yeah, this guy's disgust me.
Everyone's blinded by delusion, or everyone in the present is fooled by hindsight. There's rarely ever economic uncertainty. What simply changes is how aware are people to these simple risks. So Morgan Housel in the book breaks down something that happened in 1929. The National Economic League was polled to see what they viewed as the biggest risks at the time. Number one, administration of justice. Number two, prohibition. Number three, disrespect of law. Number four, crime. Number five, law enforcement. Number six, world peace. And in 18th place was unemployment. 2 years later into the Great Depression, unemployment moved from 18th to 4th place. This is because absolutely no one saw the unemployment problem coming. History only knows three things: what someone photographed, what someone wrote down or recorded, three, the words spoken that historians and journalists wanted to document. All three of these suffer from very specific things: misinterpretation, incompleteness, embellishment, and selective memory. Nassim Taleb says, invest in preparedness, not prediction. Risk is very dangerous when you try to have forecasts about what will happen. You can't forecast risk. You have to have expectations instead. He says in the book that the right amount of savings is just a little too much.
Yeah, so the best expectation you can have with things like Bitcoin are pretty simple. Expect it to eventually go down, because what happens is a bunch of fools, because anything that goes up that rapidly is going to go down that rapidly. That's just the way it works. I honestly make way more money off of its downturn than I do off of its upswing. So, because I just know that eventually the bubble bursts every time with Bitcoin. Look at the patterns. You may see that it's been one of the better performing ones, but also its dips are criminally terrible. It'll get to 60,000 probably. I wouldn't be surprised. It'll maybe even get to 70 or 80,000. But what happens then? All the retail investors who got into Bitcoin, because only fools only fools. Actually, he's the smart one. He probably got into Bitcoin early and then is just trying to convince a whole bunch of people to get into Bitcoin. Also, having a Bitcoin channel sadly gets you a lot of subscribers, which is just sad. That's just sad, man. All currencies, physical or digital, are fake. Well, they're real, but they're not backed by anything, so they have no actual value. Bitcoin is no exception. All currencies, US dollar, yen, those are physical. Those are just examples. All digital currencies, Bitcoin, Ethereum, they have no real intrinsic value. Now, the software behind it is really cool, but it's open source. It's not like you own the software. Owning Bitcoin does not allow you to own the software. It allows you to own the byproduct of the software. Something. Yeah. Anybody can technically own the software because it's all open source. You can technically implement blockchain technology in any way you see fit if you're a competent programmer. Bobby Shell, you're the new grifter that I've been looking for to do reaction videos on. I want to make this guy popular, but not for the reasons you think. I want to make him popular because guys like this need to be exposed. He's an example of what to look for. You'll see. This will be fun. I'm going to give him so many more subscribers. I can't wait. Oh, Bobby Shell. Will you be my wife? Okay. Anyway, later, guys.